Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
A reminder that you can join 106.7 The Fan at the Tally Ho Theater January 26th for the second annual 106.7 The Fan Live, presented by the Purple Heart Foundation. There will be no script, no FCC rules, no restrictions. Anything goes at this night of laughs, behind-the-scenes stories, and more. Details at thefandc.com/live. I believe one of the details is the tickets go on sale to the general public starting tomorrow. So that is just about 6 weeks away. We hope to see you there. The first 106.7 The Fan Live was a smashing success. We know this one will be too. And it's shifting venues. It will be in Leesburg at the Tally Ho Theater.
Correct. Love that spot.
So we hope to see you there. 800-636-1067. It is an open line Thursday here with the Junks. As we mentioned, you can talk about the Wiz beating the Grizz. You can talk about the Redskins, Cardinals, and their remaining three games on the sked. Where's your interest level with the playoffs out of reach now for the Redskins?
Talk about Bryce Harper and the preliminary discussions that Mike Rizzo's having with Scott Boras. Look, it's a big week in the NFL, too. There are a lot of big games.
A lot of games of playoff
including the Patriots and the Steelers in Pittsburgh at Heinz.
Yes.
Steelers catching three in this game. Pedro told me during the break that the officiating crew, I can't remember the name of the guy. Pedro, if you're listening, give me the name. But apparently they throw a lot of flags.
Tony Corrente.
They throw
the flag happy.
Pedro, are they known for throwing flags?
Number one in the NFL with 203 on the season.
Wow. It's going to be a long game. Who's that help, though? Who's more penalized, Pittsburgh or New England? You got to check that for me.
I would think, well, I'll look up who has had more penalties, but I think in terms of the matchup, I think because Pittsburgh's got the better playmakers, puts a lot of pressure on the New England defense.
Yeah. I like Pittsburgh in the game.
Can they do it 2 weeks in a row, though? Can Ben Roethlisberger play that well 2 weeks in a row is a huge question.
He plays great.
But you know what, though? The Patriots defense last week was very lackluster against Jay Cutler, so you got to feel that. You know Belichick's going to try and take away Antonio Brown, but then that leaves you with Bell. Martavis Bryant has
he's got so many weapons.
You know what I mean? Ben's got so – you're right. Ben's
Smith-Schuster
got so many
coming back off the suspension.
And yeah. Jesse James has emerged as a nice red zone option.
And you know what? Well, every too. Team tries to shut down Brown, and he just gets open.
Well, he's a super freak.
He'll find ways to get open.
I think if he has a big game, I think if he has some sort of big game this weekend, I think he's a legitimate candidate for NFL MVP. He's already at 99 grabs. For 1,500 yards.
He's having an unbelievable year. He's the best in the league. He's the best in the league. So
no doubt this year.
All right, so I'll keep that in mind, but I like the Steelers in this game. And by the way, Ben Roethlisberger plays great in December, especially at home. That's just what he does. He's done it his entire career. And New England will be better. They're not going to be as bad as they were.
I think they have to rebound from the flat spot in the loss on the road to the Dolphins.
But remember, this is a huge game for Mike Tomlin and the Steelers because Tomlin knows that if he has to go to Foxborough in January, he's got no shot at winning that game because he's never won there. So this is basically the pre-AFC championship game. That's how big this is. He's got to win this game to host it in January. And I'm not saying that they'll beat the Patriots when they play him in January, if they play him. I'm just saying he's got to win this game to ensure that because if he has to go to Foxborough, he's not winning that game.
And that's a 4:25 kick on Sunday. It's perfect.
Yep.
Don't have to stay up late. It'll be done by 7:30, 8 o'clock. It's beautiful.
I mean, there's some monster games. And Saturday, the second game, the primetime game at 8:25 is the AFC West Championship game, basically.
Here's what I need. I need Phillip Rivers to lay an egg because I'm facing him in a fantasy playoff. I know nobody cares, but I need him to lay an egg. His recent history at Arrowhead has not been good. I need him to continue that trend.
They're slight favorites, too.
I know. I mean, he's been on a mega heater.
They're up. Well, I think they're favored by 1.5, maybe 2.
He's basically strapped that team to his back and is trying to will them to that AFC West title. And if they are able to beat the Chiefs and upset them, Well, it's not an upset. You said they're actually the favorite.
No, the Chargers are favored.
Favored on the road.
Look, they've won four straight. The Chiefs have struggled.
Yep.
Man, you if you're favored on the road in Arrowhead in December, that says a lot.
Yep. Absolutely.
I'm not sure I like that. Wouldn't it be fun to be talking about the Redskins in this way, where they're playing a huge game?
It would, but it's just not the case.
Can you imagine if they were, I don't know, 7-6,
mm-hmm.
and they had to win this game against the Cardinals to stay in the playoff hunt? Wouldn't that be fun? It'd be a lot more interesting.
It would be fun, and you know, it's kind of a scary thing for the Redskins, and I heard Dan Steinberg talking about this with Chad yesterday on Chad Dukes versus the World, that the local ratings for the Redskins in the loss to the Chargers were amongst the lowest for any game in the Daniel Snyder era. And that has to be concerning for, you know, team officials, Snyder, Bruce Allen.
Well, why would anybody watch a game that's meaningless?
Exactly.
Wait till Sunday.
That game earned an 11.8 household rating in the D.C. market, put it barely ahead of the rating earned by the Rams-Eagles game that was on at the same time. Also, during the same window, the Cowboys-Giants game earned a higher rating in the D.C. market than the Redskins game.
Yeah, you got all those Cowboys fans here.
And it's not like that was a great game.
It was terrible. It was a blowout.
It's a Cowboys team. That's, you know,
it's close for a while, but it was a blowout.
Yeah, it was a Cowboys team against a dead Giants team. Those are concerning numbers.
And by the way, you're definitely going to watch the Rams-Eagles over the Skins-Chargers.
Of course you are.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you're the most diehard of the diehards, you're going to watch that Rams-Eagles game. It's just a superior product.
The only reason I watched the Skins games because I knew how to talk about it the next day.
Right, exactly.
And believe me, that was torture.
All right, let's go to the phones. Jim is calling from Sterling. I think he wants to dispute your assertion that Tomlin hasn't won in New England. What's up, Jim?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, man?
He won in 2008 when Brady had his knee surgery. 33-10, they beat Matt Castle.
Okay,
he hasn't beat Brady in New England.
Right. I misspoke. Yeah. He's never beaten Brady in New England. Right. That's what I meant to say.
But anyways, I wanted to also thank you, Lurch. I met you last year at Wegmans with you and your wife over there, and we talked a few minutes, and you gave me some coupons for some free golf balls, and I appreciate that.
Did I really? I hooked you.
You don't remember we talked about Joe Montana because I played football against him in junior high?
Yeah, I do remember that.
And then I said, but the golf balls I got, they didn't go any straighter.
I'm not surprised.
But anyways, I thank you so much, and you guys have a good holiday.
Thank you for correcting me, yeah.
Look at you giving out.
What are you laughing about? I hooked them.
I gave him some
Pro Vs.
You had golf ball coupons in your pocket.
I don't remember having those.
So he could just go to, like, Golfdom or any store and just...
Yeah,
and maybe just pluck out some brand new eggs.
Maybe it was a Golfdom deal. I said, here, hook yourself with a sleeve.
Just walking around with Golfdom coupons.
Hey, man.
Hey, you were EB before his gift card mania.
I was.
You were kind of the tip of the spear there.
All right, so we talked about the Wiz last night. They beat the Memphis Grizzlies, the lowly Memphis Grizzlies. You got to beat Memphis at home.
By the way, the arena was not... It was not buzzing.
All right, let me see what the attendance...
I checked in. I started watching about 10 minutes into the game, 5 minutes in, and the lower bowl, let's just say, it was not filled. Now, it may have filled up a bit later throughout the game.
I don't have the attendance number here.
But again, the Grizz...
Half full, probably?
Yeah, maybe three quarters. But the Grizz, especially without Mike Conley, not much of a draw. I mean, are you really going to go pay to see...
Chandler Parsons
and Jamichael Green... Jamichael Green, by the way, had a nice game. He double-doubled.
He had 15 and 15.
In the loss.
Yep. Jamichael Green, Chandler Parsons, Dylan Brooks from Oregon.
Right.
He started for them. Marcus Saul, everyone knows him.
Tyreek Evans, I mean, he was on the bench. He didn't play.
And then Andrew Harrison, who one of the Harrison twins from Kentucky, he started. Played 30 minutes. Actually had 20 points, played well.
Where's his brother, by the way? Where's the other twin?
I don't know. Is he in the league? I'd be surprised.
So
Andrew was the better of the two.
So one is borderline silly, and the other one's out of the league?
Yeah, check on that for me, Drabby. But the Wizards get the win. They win 93-87. Tight game. Memphis actually outscored the Wiz 28-19 in the third. But John Wall was back. John Wall was back for last night, played 28 minutes, had 13 points, 4 assists. So it was good to see him back. Keefe was out, had a little hip injury, so Mike Scott started for him. All five starters in double figures. Oubre had 11 off the bench. And this is always good to have Scotty Brooks on the show after a win. Not after a loss.
Coming on at 8 a.m. And I like what Mike Scott brings to the team. Now, you don't want him to be a starter, but as a spot starter and or a guy who's going to play 18 or 20 minutes off the bench.
Right.
Guy brings energy. He can stroke it. Like what I've seen from him so far. Like that signing.
Elsewhere in the NBA last night, we are in trouble with our Bulls sweat bet.
Yeah.
All right, the Bulls, again, if you don't know what the sweat bet is, Valdez, Cakes, and Bick and I have all gone in and bet under 21.5 wins for the Bulls
now,
for this year.
Now, if we ultimately lose this bet, we are going to blame Tim Bontemps from the Washington Post.
Because he convinced
us. He was the guy that pushed us over the... Well, he didn't really push us to make the bet, but his reporting on that the Bulls could be the worst collection of talent in a long time had us thinking, well, we have to bet against them. We have to go under on their season win total. And it was looking good for a while.
It was looking great.
It was looking awesome.
It was looking great, and now they've won four straight, and they beat a couple good teams. They beat the Knicks, who have a winning record.
Yep.
They beat the Celtics, who are the best team in the East. They beat the Jazz last night.
And not that anybody here cares, but I think you have to point to two players. The emergence of Chris Dunn, the second-year guard who was traded there from Minnesota in the Jimmy Butler deal, and Nikola Mirotic, who got punched by his teammate and is now back, and he's putting up numbers.
Mirotic had 29 last night. He's good.
He's pretty good.
Because he can step out and hit the three. He killed the Jazz last night.
But let's not chalk it up as a loss already. It's early. Hopefully they go on a streak where they lose 4 out of 5.
I don't feel good about it.
I don't feel good about it either.
So the Bulls are now 7-20. If they get to 22 wins, we're finito.
Then our goose is cooked, if that happens.
So we'll have to keep an eye on them over the break. Houston won again. They've won 11 straight. Best team in the Western Conference. They're 22-4. Chris Paul played great last night. I believe he had 31 for the Rockets. Got to mention, Warren Sapp was speaking yesterday. Of course, Warren Sapp was one of the accused by the girl who the wardrobe stylist from the NFL Network.
Jamie Cantor.
And, you know, the NFL Network has suspended some of these guys. They suspended Marshall Faulk. They suspended Heath Evans.
Right.
They suspended the executive's not there anymore, Eric
right.
Weinberger. But there was one other guy who got suspended. Who am I missing?
Was it Ike Taylor?
Ike Taylor.
Yeah.
Ike Taylor, former Steeler. But Warren Sapp was also named. This girl said that she received sex toys from Warren Sapp. At Christmas.
Three straight Christmases.
Three straight years. Now, he didn't deny that.
Right.
He kind of downplayed that and said it was just kind of harmless fun.
Right.
But she also accused him of peeing in front of her.
Right. While she's trying to get somebody's wardrobe ready.
She was trying to doll up Dan Helly.
Right.
And Warren Sapp comes in there and takes a whiz, according to her.
Yes.
But he's calling BS on that. He's
right.
saying he's never done that. He says he never even did that with his wife. He was married for 9 years. So Warren Sapp actually did a radio interview yesterday because he had to debunk some of these accusations.
Radio insider.
Not sure I believe him. Warren Sapp is not the best guy in the world. We've seen that up close in person. He was on the show earlier in the year, and he was good.
Yeah, he was a good guest.
But, you know, he's got a reputation.
Might not want him to be your coworker, though.
Right.
Like, unless you're on a defensive line with him.
Exactly. Oh, great defensive line.
Unless you're right next to him with the Tampa Bay Bucks.
But I don't think he's going to treat you great. He said, this is what he said. He said, I did walk in the bathroom, but I did not urinate in front of her. I didn't pee in front of my wife, and I was married to her for 9 years. It's just not something you do. What's that about? It's not cute. It's not sexual. It's not something you want to see. He said, last time I checked, if you ate some asparagus, it might stink.
Wow. He's right about that.
What a Donkey Kong.
He's 100% about
all right,
that.
Drabby, or Valdez, what do you got?
It's audio from Sapp play.
All right, let me hear it.
She was the wardrobe stylist. She'd put my suits together and hang them up in the locker. And I'd walk in, put them on, and she'd come out on the set sometime and get the lint off or something like that on the suits on the set. But other than that, that's it.
That's it.
I did walk in the bathroom, but I did not urinate in front of her at no time. It's on the other side of the door after it closed.
He's just trying to clear his...
No way. Uh-uh, sir. No. You're not going to put that one on me. Not me. Uh-uh. No way. No how. I was raised better than that.
That was it? All right. I wanted to hear the asparagus comment.
Yeah. It's a good, but you know what? I don't agree with Warren Sapp on a lot, obviously, but I agree with him on the asparagus comment.
Yeah.
And the thing about asparagus, it's quick. It works with the quickness.
Right. But remember that Warren Sapp was fired from the NFL Network because what did he do?
Something involving a prostitute.
Yeah, solicited a prostitute.
Yeah, it doesn't really go over well.
He solicited a pro.
Yep. 800-636-1067 is the number here on an open line Thursday with the Junks. When we come back, we'll tell you why it's good to be friends with George Clooney.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Just a few quick words about the Junkies Best Of podcast. It's available every afternoon for your ride home. The Junkies Best Of features the best segments of the day, cut down to an hour with little to no interruption. The Best Of podcast will be uploaded with the hourly podcasts of our show, so just search The Sports Junkies on any podcast platform to subscribe and download.
Coming up on
How great is that?
Great. Coming up on the show here in about 35 minutes, Scotty Brooks,
yes,
coach of the Wiz. We'll talk about that win last night over Memphis. By the way, Aaron Harrison, the twin brother of Andrew Harrison, is in the G League.
Yes, he's playing the Reno Bighorns.
Playing for the Reno Bighorns, in the averaging 20 a game.
That's solid.
Having a good year for the Reno Bighorns, where there's probably 8 people watching them.
Does any way that AWOD knows what the Bighorn reference is?
Let's ask.
What is a Bighorn? AWOD, putting you on the spot.
Well, I know that it is a reference to the Native Americans and the Battle of Little Bighorn.
No.
Similar to the Battle of Wounded Knee.
No.
I don't know.
100%. I don't think so.
Isn't it in reference to like a bighorn ram?
Like a ram.
It's
an animal.
To do with Native Americans whatsoever. Drab T-shirt, can you give me some follow-up on that just to make sure that I'm right? Because I want to be on the right side of history.
It's a bighorn sheep.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But Native also, of North America.
I think a bighorn is what they called in the Native American tribes, you know, someone with a lot of respect.
Okay, but that's not their mascot.
Maybe they're named after that silly duel between Tiger and Phil.
The bighorn? Yeah.
good one.
Pull, Drabby.
So, that's so funny. So that's where Aaron Harrison. By the way, 9 o'clock hour. You got Dave Richard. We'll talk some fantasy with him.
Yes.
You, of course, will have plenty of questions for Dave Richard.
I have a lot of questions.
I've got none because I'm out of the playoffs because I lost by 1 point.
I've got a few questions.
And then Skippy is going to be back on. Skippy hadn't been on in a while, but he'll join us at 9:20. Talk some college football and some pro football with him. And then Amy Trask will join us.
Yes.
She's a former exec, I believe, for the Raiders.
That's correct. She now works for CBS Sports Network.
Yeah, so we'll talk about just a big week in the NFL.
Yep.
Week 15 is big.
Absolutely.
For a lot of teams.
And we'll get into the Junkies Blitz coming up at 7:40 and take a look around the league.
800-636-1067 is the number. Give us a call if you want to talk about anything.
Yep.
Cakes and I are just chilling here for the next 2.5 hours. We'll talk to you about anything. We've been talking about cryptocurrency. We've talked about the Patriots Steelers.
If you want to do a throwback.
We've talked about Star Wars and how many films there have been.
We've done that.
I still say there's more than 8.
If you want to go in the Wayback Machine and do an Ask the Junkies bit, we might answer some questions, give you some sound life advice if we can.
Yes.
To the best of our ability.
And I also wanted to tell you this, that if it's between going out and getting your wife or girlfriend or kids Christmas gifts and betting on the first slate of college football bowl games on Saturday?
Right.
Well, I think you know what the good answer is. The appropriate answer is you bet on college football.
Right. You always bet it all.
You bet it all?
Yeah. You don't want
to. Who wants really to schlep out to the mall and buy Christmas gifts for your loved ones?
Well,
when you can sit in your house and bet on college football
bowl
games.
Before Christmas. Do you understand what a madhouse the balls are going to be?
You don't want to do that.
It's just madness.
So
it's
what
chaos.
You do is you just pick fatties, and then you make a little cash, and then after Christmas you can take your wife out for a nice dinner.
Exactly.
Right.
Before the break, I teased the George Clooney story. And as I walked out the door to go to the bathroom before the break, I looked at Jason, and we were talking about said story, or what he thought was the George Clooney story, which is the one we talked about yesterday when his wife, Amal, and him went on a first-class flight and gave out headphones to everybody in first class because just in case their twins started, you know, acting up on the flight, they didn't want anybody to have to listen to it. Gave them noise-canceling headphones, just hooked everybody.
By the way, I'm shocked he was on first class.
It's first class. He's a big silly. And the headphones.
Why isn't he flying private? NetJets. Wheels up.
I don't know.
What's he doing? Guy's got more money than God.
So Jason thought I was talking about that George Clooney story again,
which is a great story.
It's a very good story.
It's very cool.
It's a cool thing. This story pummels that story.
All right, let me hear it.
George Clooney, this is from Randy Gerber, who's a businessman and good friend, longtime friend of the actor. And he told MSNBC's Headliners that George Clooney once gave 14 friends $1 million each and paid their taxes for a year. Here are his quotes. There's a group of guys that we call the boys. George had called me and the boys and said, hey, mark September 27th, 2013 on your calendar. Everyone's going to come to my house for dinner, Gerber recalled. Gerber said he and the boys arrived at Clooney's home to find black designer luggage bags at each place setting on the table.
Right.
When they opened the bags, they found, quote, $1 million in $20 bills.
That is incredible.
E! News reported. George begins to say, listen, I want you guys to know how much you've meant to me and how much you mean to me in my life. I came to L.A. I slept on your couches. I'm so fortunate in my life to have all of you, and I couldn't be where I am today without all of you. So it was really important to me that while we're still all here together, that I give back. So I want you to open your suitcases. Gerber added, every one of us, 14 of us, got $1 million. Every single one of us, we're in shock.
That is unbelievable.
That is the greatest story ever.
Ever. He's the best guy in Hollywood.
He's the nicest man ever. He's the best guy of all time.
Well, hold on. Was Gerber one of those guys?
Sounds like it.
Because Gerber doesn't need money.
I mean, Gerber's already loaded.
I mean, he's got baby food. And he's got Cindy Crawford.
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't need it. But so he hooked Gerber and 13 others. That's unbelievable.
Isn't that crazy? And he paid their taxes on it. So, like, if
yeah, so basically,
if I give you $1 million,
yeah,
it would never happen.
Get 50%.
You'd be on the hook for the taxes.
Correct.
He went above and beyond, paid the taxes for everybody. Who's better than George Clooney?
Although, if someone gave me $1 million cash, there's no chance I'm paying taxes on that.
Definitely not reporting. That's a very good point.
Who's going to report that someone gave you $1 million in cash?
Now, it's a very nice gift, but if you're giving $1 million to each guy, you're really going to do it in $20 bill denomination?
Yeah, why was it
must have been a heavy bag.
Aren't you going big with the hundreds or fifties?
I don't know. Maybe the bank couldn't hook them.
Just think about that. Think about you get invited to your friend's house. You just think you're going there for dinner, and you walk out with a black duffel bag. It's black with $1 million in it at the end of the night.
You know what I've thought about? You know when I dream that I'm going to win the Powerball every year? I've dreamt that I won the Powerball, and I had all my boys that I play golf with, I had them all meet me at the airport.
Okay.
And we went on a private jet. You know, there was a big, fat G5 waiting for us.
Right.
And we flew to Vegas. Right, to play golf and just gamble.
Yep.
And I had a big duffel bag worth of cash, and I was just throwing.
You're just making it rain.
Throwing cash to all my boys.
Right.
Not $1 million.
Right.
But I was going to give him like 10 or 20 grand to play with.
Right. Give him a little taste.
But he gave each of his boys a mil.
A million.
Wow.
That was back in 2013.
That's a great story, man.
That is pretty unbelievable.
You don't get any better than that.
Jason, you know.
Who is my favorite actor?
Do you know what I do in the mornings when I walk into work?
What's that?
This is the biggest grasper move of all time.
Oh, wait till you hear this. I think he's already told me this.
Yeah.
And you're going to slap your knee about 20 times.
All right.
So we have a little bit of a walk from our parking lot to our front door. And since we're in D.C., and Southeast, even though it's gotten better, I still think, you know, it might be a little shady sometimes, so especially
there's drug money.
So especially like at three, four in the morning.
Yeah.
Right. So when I'm walking by, you know, the construction area, mm-hmm. I always think about, well, you know, what if there was a deal that went bad,
right?
Or the 7-Eleven near us got knocked off, and you know the cops are chasing the dude,
and then they just threw a bag.
So I always look like underneath the trash cans to see if I see a bag, and see if some dude stashed cash underneath the trash can
every single day,
every single morning.
Let me look under this white trash can and see if there's $5,000.
You know, there could be $5,000-$10,000 just chilling.
You just never know.
$5,000.
You never know what's going to fall into your lap.
He told me that last week, and I couldn't believe he was saying it.
You think John Gorky think he was going to be banging Jeannie Bouchard?
Probably not.
It's like my own.
After he tweeted her,
it's like my own No Country for Old Men.
Yeah, that's awesome.
800-636-1067 is the number on an open line Thursday with the Junks. Let's go to Virginia Beach and talk to Brian. What's up, Brian? Good morning.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey. Heard on another show last night that Marshall Faulk had put out for the NFL Network scandal that he has times from his CTE that has led to some of his sexual harassment escapades, and right. That was the card that he was playing. It just amazed me that you could be on air all day on the NFL Network, not have an issue, but only when you have, I guess, sexual urges. The CTE acts up.
Right, so he's blaming.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not an expert on CTE. Everybody knows this. I've seen concussion maybe twice, and I've read some stories on the internet. But I don't think having CTE.
I don't think it makes you horny.
I don't think it makes you like attack women and take your like towel off in your hotel room.
No,
I don't think it leads to those sorts.
It might
of...
make you angry at women, but I don't think it makes you horny. But who knows? He's playing that card.
Yeah,
huh?
That's the first CTE card I've heard used for the sexual harassment, but
right.
I guarantee you there's more to follow.
Yeah, I'm sure there is.
No. Thanks, Brian. Appreciate
Thanks,
the call.
Guys.
All right, buddy.
Real quick, let's go to Chad in Chantilly. What's up, Chad? You're on with the Junks on an Open Line Thursday.
Morning, boys. How are we doing today?
What's
up, going on, Chadwick?
Well, I was. I got a couple good locks for this evening and some on the hockey ice tonight.
Oh, I love hockey big fatties because I don't know anything about hockey. Give them to me.
Oh, dude. So my first, just so you know, let you know that I'm not like some noob. Last night my big lock was the puck line in the Nashville Predators over the Canucks.
Let's get your credentials.
Put a on that.
Are,
like,
are you Canadian?
Yeah. What are your? Are you just a big hockey fan?
You from the Great White North?
Oh yeah. Yeah. So I'm from outside of Toronto. Went to school at the University of Michigan. I've been down here for a couple years.
Good call, Drab.
I love it.
Drab pointed that out.
All right. We got. Let's see. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We got about 10 or 12 games tonight. Big card in the NHL.
No. Okay. Yeah. We got a big card, but I got two specifically. So.
All right.
First off. I like Tampa Bay puck line tonight. I'm going to lay the lumber to that, as well as I like the over in the Vegas game.
All right, see, Tampa
Chucky
and the
likes
over.
Chucky Vegas over.
All right, so the Golden Knights are playing the Pens at home.
Yep.
All right, so you like the over there. All right.
You know, I might even buy up to 6 and pound it because, you know, I'm pretty sure Fleury's going to be in net. Boyd's coming back after a concussion. I'll have to check the starting goalie lineups later today to get that confirmed. But honestly, man, that light is going to be lit a lot tonight.
Right, so, Chad sounds like he knows what he's talking about.
Let me ask you this. How have you been doing?
This week, I think I'm down actually $89. But right. Last week, I was up $270.
Okay. All right. So do you strictly bet on the NHL or do you bet all sports?
I'm a truly degenerate gambler. Okay. You know, I will bet on all over the board, you know. But mainly college football.
It sounds like you and I could be best friends.
You guys could definitely hang out.
Yeah, you and I would.
Chance,
really,
it's not that far from Ashburn.
It would be. Yeah.
Hey, here's a question though, big guy. What? I don't know if you want to let me know what online bookie you use, but you know, I've been using. Can I say what book I use? Is that cool? Or?
Yeah, go ahead.
I use Five Dimes.
Okay.
I don't know what you use. I was hoping you'd let me know because you know Five Dimes is. Okay, but their live in-play gambling options are not what I would like to have every day.
Yeah, but Five Dimes has reduced juice Fridays.
Oh, really?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
True. That's true. Oh, that's easy. I like it.
I use BetUS.
I see.
Because BetUS will give you, will match your whatever your rebuy is. So if you know you have a bad week and you're down and you want to rebuy, they'll match it 100%.
Very nice.
That's not bad. Also, sorry, quick thing. Have you guys ever been on Covers or the RX Forum? They're like a
Covers, yes.
Gambling.
Yep.
Covers. Ah, yes. What do you think of that?
Love it. I love everything gambling related.
Oh, Chad, I like you.
Yeah, we have
you
to do. Run, Chad. Thank you for the call. Maybe you guys can exchange personal numbers.
Talk to you later.
All right, yep. So Tampa at Phoenix. Now he likes Tampa on the puck line,
yep.
Meaning they have to win by two goals, and then he likes the Golden Knights Pens over.
Yes, he likes that. He probably also likes McDonald's signature crafted recipe sandwiches because they're here. Pico guacamole made with real Haas avocados, sweet barbecue bacon made with thick-cut applewood smoked maple bacon and sriracha with limited edition sriracha mac sauce. And now with McDelivery, you can order McDonald's on Uber Eats and get a signature crafted sandwich delivered right to your door. Download the Uber Eats app and try one today at participating McDonald's. I'm loving it. Welcome back to the Junkies on an open line Thursday. Don't forget Scott Brooks, head coach of your Washington Wizards. He'll be on the show at 8 a.m., so just about 15 minutes from now. And Dave Richard is on at 9 a.m. He'll help give you advice for your fantasy football lineups. It's week two of most teams or most leagues, playoffs. Yep. So a lot of important decisions that need to be made. So Dave will help you do that at 9 a.m. today.
And you said you were salty because the team you're playing against in the playoffs this weekend, the guy picked up the Saints defense.
Yes, this is in Dave Richards, the highest money league that I play in. I'm in the semifinals, and I think my team's a dog already. And the fact that he picked up the Saints defense and gets to face Bryce Petty and company.
At home.
I don't think it bodes well for me.
And you've got the Ravens playing at Cleveland.
And I like the Ravens defense, but I don't like
Kaiser's going to turn the ball over a couple times. That's
Kaiser's
just what he does.
He's a turnover machine.
Problem is, I'm not sure the Ravens will, allow 10 points or less. They might allow, 17 to 21.
The Browns offense has come to life somewhat in the past few weeks with the arrival of Josh Gordon and Corey Coleman coming back. So that worries me a bit. But look, I don't have a better option than rolling the Ravens out. I just don't. So that
you got to get lucky.
Who I'm going to have to go with.
When you choose a defense, you just choose the matchup, and then you just got to get lucky.
Correct.
You got to get a few sacks, maybe get a fumble or a pick. Hopefully you get a pick six or some sort of a special teams return.
Yep.
Just got to get lucky.
Hope that's the case.
And you are lucky. You bought Bitcoin at $2,000.
More than $2,000.
All right. Slightly more.
Slightly more. That is true. It's time now.
So you got luck on your side
there.
That's true.
That's a good point that you make. It's time now for the Junkies Blitz presented by the Purple Heart Foundation, honoring their sacrifice with our service to help our military veterans. Visit helpheart.com.
By the way,
and thank you, Larry.
A terrible game tonight on Thursday night. Can you imagine how difficult it's going to be for the broadcast team on NBC to get excited about the Broncos and Colts?
It's a tough one.
And all the pregame hype. The game starts at 8:25, but they probably start coverage at 7. So they got to pump this thing up for an hour and a half.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
Man, that's
a bitter pill for them to swallow.
Awful
but they have to broadcast it anyway. We'll lead off with former Redskins quarterback Robert Griffin III news. He hasn't found a new NFL home since the Browns cut him in the offseason, but he says he could have played for the Cardinals and the Ravens. Quote, I had an offer from Arizona and also from Baltimore. He said on ESPN's SC6, so why did he turn down those offers? Griffin said the Cardinals had too many quarterbacks on the roster. He didn't think he'd get any practice time as a fourth stringer. And he said Baltimore made him an offer right before its preseason opener against the Redskins and wanted him to start in that game. Griffin said he didn't think he would have had adequate time to prepare in the Ravens offense, so he turned it down.
He was a bit scared.
I don't know how you can turn down offers when there aren't that many offers out there.
Right.
I mean, if you believe him and you...
Do you believe him?
You have two...
Valdez, you're a Ravens fan. You believe that the Ravens offered him a position?
Totally.
Yeah.
I mean, they were scrambling for quarterbacks and...
yeah, because Flacco was hurt.
Yeah, it was hurt.
Yeah.
And then also, you kind of don't know if he's going to be ready for the beginning of the season. So you you know, want to see any options that are out there.
But Cakes, you're right. Why are you turning down
exactly
those opportunities?
Especially
if you have a bevy of offers, if you have a dozen offers, you can be selective. You can be choosy and say, well, okay, I like this situation. I don't like this one so much. This is intriguing. But if you have just two offers and you haven't had a bunch leading up to that, I think you have to take one of them, even if it's not optimal.
I'll preface this question by saying I can't believe we're still talking about RG3, but do you think Robert Griffin will ever play
in the NFL?
One snap in a regular season game again?
Ooh. I think he has potential to be signed to a roster at some point just because quarterback play is so bad across the NFL that there's potential for it. But does he take a snap in a real game?
Highly doubtful.
I'm gonna go with the odds and say no.
Yeah, I would say highly doubtful.
Like, he might be signed as a backup, but not as a starter. He may be pressed into duty, but I believe him, but I think you have to take one of those offers. When there aren't a lot of offers coming your way, you have to take one of the two.
Yeah. It's not like the teams are out there disputing it.
Right.
So I guess I believe it.
Will we see Adrian Peterson again this season? That remains in doubt. Cardinals coach Bruce Arians told reporters Wednesday he has no idea if the veteran running back will return after missing the past two games with a neck injury. It won't require surgery, but needs more time to heal after tweaking his neck in a Week 12 win over the Jags. In his absence, Kerwin Williams has played pretty well, 170 yards on 36 carries, and that's somebody the Redskins will have to stop this upcoming Sunday at FedEx.
How many times will Larry Fitzgerald be targeted? He's been targeted 123 times, got 83 catches. He's going to have another 1,000-yard season, which is incredible.
I would guess against the Skins, he has to be targeted 8 to 10 times,
yeah,
right?
Minimum.
Something in that range?
Minimum.
And I wouldn't
I promise you, I don't see one of those targets live.
And I wouldn't be shocked if Uicki Seals-Jones, the tight end, converted wide receiver into tight end, does some work against the Skins, because we all know the Redskins' sordid history at stopping tight ends production.
Saturday, a couple big games, Cakes, because now the Lions are playing the Bears. Now the Bears have no shot at going to the playoffs, but the Lions have to win. The Lions lose, they're out. They've got to keep winning, so it's big for the Lions. But the big one is on Saturday night, 8:25, Chargers-Chiefs. Who you like? Chargers laying a point, tote is 46.
The Chiefs got a bounce last week only because they played the lifeless Raiders. It's hard to bet against the Chargers, and they did look impressive against the Redskins. It's at Arrowhead. I think I have to side with the Chiefs here, especially if the Chiefs are catching points, they're catching three at home.
You want to play? No, they're catching one.
They're catching one.
Yeah.
Can we roll my Temple loss? Can I double down on this?
Yes.
Because I bet on Temple last night against Villanova, and they got run out of the gym.
Correct. You took them plus 8,
so
and they got beat
by 20. So I owe you a dollar.
20.
So let's take that dollar. Let's double it down. Give me the over-under on the
46
Chargers.
So give me your sweet tease. It's 1-46.
My record lately in these sweet teases has been dreadful.
Correct. That's why I want to book them.
Like, if you bought sodas here at 106.7 The Fan, you're flush with my soda money over the past month or so.
Well, I got a stack of $1 bills at my house because you've been losing teasers.
Correct. All right, so I'm going to take the Chiefs. I'm going to give them some extra points. So they're now catching 7.
Correct.
Do I like the over? Bill has struggled at Arrowhead recently. So I'm going to take the number and juice it up, like Matt Valdez would say, and go under.
All right, let me just log this.
There's the teaser du jour.
All right.
Du jour means of the day.
Valdez, will you remember this too? KC plus 7 under 52. I'm going to send him a text too.
Yes.
God, I love it. I love the action.
I know you do, even if it's for a measly dollar.
I don't care. We could be playing for a Snickers bar.
It's just the action. All you care about is the micro sweat.
All right, but that is a huge game on Saturday night.
It's a big one. The Packers' best player is coming back, hopes to finish the season 3-0 and get a spot in the playoffs. Are now at an all-time high in Green Bay, but Aaron Rodgers cautioned he's not taking the field Sunday for the first time since breaking his collarbone in Week 6, looking to be Superman. Quote, I'm not coming back to save this team. I'm coming back to play quarterback the way I know how to play, and hopefully we all raise the level of our play collectively and find a way to win these three games.
He just doesn't want to say it, but he's trying to save his team. But they've got the Panthers on the road. They've got the Vikings at home. And then they've got the Lions on the road. So they've got three toughies. But you've got no shot of beating those teams with Brett Hundley, so you've got to throw Rodgers in
there. The numbers without Rodgers are stark. With him this year, the Packers 4-1. They averaged over 27 points per game. Without Rodgers, who's been sidelined since suffering the injury in Minnesota in mid-October, they're just 3-5. They average 18.5 points per game, and they needed overtime to beat the winless Browns and the 4-9 Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
The Packers win the tiebreak with the Seahawks. Although if the Seahawks win on Sunday, they're going to be leading the division, so that may not matter. They lose the tiebreaker with the Falcons. They win the tiebreaker with the Cowboys. So, you know, see what happens. Let's see how much better he looks and if they can win these three games, which they're going to have to do.
With Josh McCown now on the IR in New York, Bryce Petty will start at quarterback for the Jets for the final three games of the 2017 season. Barring injury, Jets head coach Todd Bowles said the team has no plans to play Christian Hackenberg, quote, right now, per Manish Mehta of the New York Daily News. Bowles added, quote, Bryce is our starter. So don't expect to see Christian Hackenberg unless Bryce Petty goes down.
Don't expect to see him. Exactly. Yeah. Don't expect to see him ever unless there's an injury.
You're probably right.
Unless they are that desperate.
That is your Junkies Blitz, my friends. Coming up next, all of you Wiz fans, Wizards head coach Scott Brooks joins us next right here on 106.7 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.